Clay took his individual reps. Haven't spoken to him after practice, but I mean, he's moving good.
Still feel good about Sunday?
I don't have a beat on it yet.
Do you have a handle on what's wrong with Nick Perry?
No, what do you mean have a handle on it? Nick practiced today. Looked good at practice. Did some good things at practice.
What difference is going to a Chicago game without Hester returning kicks?
Devin Hester is a great returner. He's impacts a lot of football games. Has impacted some of our games in the past. Yeah, I'm glad he's not in Chicago, but obviously we'll see him down the road when we play Atlanta.
Is there a return game show that explosiveness that?
Yeah, they're still good on special teams. They have good speed. Just look at the game Monday night. I thought they played well, did some good things.
What about playing down there in September? I know you did that in 2011, but you played down there a lot in cold, crummy conditions. Is it a good thing to be able to play there in September, or is it going to be nice?
Now, I've always looked at the Chicago series as you get to play one using decent good weather and one in bad weather. And when you have these type of rivalry games with the tradition, I don't really think where you play is as big as a factor. But they're usually two totally different type of games. And with the old staff, I mean, there were some distinct tendencies, how they played you in the fall and then how they played you in the winter and things like that. So, but I think this will be the case again this year.
How different of a quarterback is Jay Cutler under Trestman?
He's playing very well. He's coming off a very good year. Obviously, he missed some games last year, but he had good numbers. Looks very comfortable in their system, and it's a quarterback-friendly system. He has very good perimeter players, so I mean, he's playing very well. Mark's a heck of a coach. I've known Mark a long time. I've always liked him, and he's doing a heck of a job.
A lot of people like to reference, obviously, the Cobb touchdown and how the game ended last year in Chicago, but that series that you had, that drive leading up to it, the conversions that you had before even getting to that point, what do you remember about that drive?
Well, I mean, what I remember kind of about the drive is that a couple of third and shorts we didn't get, but, obviously we converted to fourth downs. I thought Aaron made some very good catch or throws. Jordy made some clutch catches. The protection pickup, with the empty pressure with John coming across, big time play. But it was just the way we played it, 28-27, over 6 minutes left. We were looking to have a drive, hoping, obviously want to score. You don't want to score too fast. I mean, those are some of my memories. Just consistency. I mean, Devon's really, to me, I thought he arrived last training camp where you felt, man, this guy is going to, jump up and claim a starting position and definitely factor. He had some injuries last year, and I think he's doing that on a more and more consistent basis. Just the way he's going, he's always been physical. He has long arms, and I really like the way he's aggressive with the receiver, but I think his ability to track the football and go up and catch the football is really improved, and he's made some good plays.
You still consider him a young ascending player?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned that aggressive play. Is that a kind of a key deal against Chicago's guys, Bixon, Marshall, and Jeffrey? Are those big?
Well, and Bennett. I mean, you got a big physical group there and, big targets that are aggressive, experienced as far as the route running. There's definitely, you can see the relationship between the quarterback and in the whole receiver group. So, it's definitely a big challenge when you play the big body types like that.
Mike, you got asked a couple of questions yesterday about you guys getting older so much as their statements. You weren't actually asked if you thought your guys are getting open as consistently as they have in the past. What are you kind of seeing when you look on film at your receivers?
Well, what I think is, it's we've played three games. We've had two games on offense that clearly is not to the standard that we've played over the past. you know, grading players in the media. You know, that's something I'm not going to do. I mean, sometimes you talk more than I probably answer questions more than I should or what I would like. I think our receiver group is getting better. I think our offense is you know needs to get going, and it starts with me. So, you know, everything that happens on offense ultimately is my responsibility, and I'm happy with our receiver group. We got some young guys that have a lot of growth potential in front of them, and I think Jordy and Randall have been, you know, like they always have, very consistent.
So, can you critique yourself in the media then? I mean, how do you think you've done that?
I'm 1-2. You know, offensively, we're not playing very well, so I got work to do.
Does it just take a while to get going? I mean, you've had some slow starts in the past, and you've always picked up kind of around this time of year. I mean, does it, with the limitations in training camp practice and all that, does it just take a while to get going, maybe?
You know, I could tell you factors and things that I focus on, but they, you know, they just would be viewed as excuses. So we haven't started fast on offense. So far this year, you know, I thought our defense started very fast last week up in Detroit. Special teams has probably been our most consistent group of the year. But you know, there's things that you know we're just not clicked. We haven't clicked on. We spent a lot of extra time today on the fundamentals. I thought the work was very good, and I think after we reviewed the tape, we'll feel that we got better today.
Two more, please.
Is that part of the? You know, you probably talk about it in training camp too, but I mean, with such a limited amount of practice, is it hard to find that balancing act of trying to get everyone ready, but also trying to pick a roster? And is it maybe?
I think that's the balance and the philosophical approach that every head coach has to go through. You know, are you, you know, where do you tilt your time? Is it evaluation of your roster, or is it about getting the guys that you feel pretty sure are going to be on your team get ready for the first game or the first three games?
Mike, has Julius, as you've seen him grow more comfortable in this defense, has he followed kind of the path you were hoping? Did he look like the guy that you're kind of hoping you had, the way he played against the Lions? And so,
I mean, he's definitely been everything I thought he would be, and I think he's getting more and more comfortable. You can see that he's, you know, it's not only is he playing faster or he's doing more things, it's really how they all play together. You know, it's getting more accustomed to the guy next to you, you know, the fit and the gap compared to the, you know, whether it's a stunt game, you know, whether he's, you know, the first guy through, the second guy through, the third guy through on any type of blitz concept and things like that. So, you know, it's just you just need reps. And, you know, that's why we do a lot of the same drills that we used to just do in training camp carry over to regular season. I mean, you need those full speed type half line drills and pass under pressure drills, because we're still developing. We're still a young football team. I mean, we always have been, always will be. So we're trying to get everybody coordinated together, and I thought we got better today at it.